Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien from Top Third Ag Marketing with your Ag Daily Weekly Outlook for Monday, October 14th. We had a gap higher overnight in the grains and then markets backed off some. We initially had some enthusiasm on the progress on the U.S.-China trade talks, where President Trump announced that they would be buying $40 to $50 billion worth of ag goods from the U.S. over a couple of years. Also seemed to have a lot of progress in principle. However, the deal is not signed. They're saying it may take 3 to 5 weeks to sign that. And overnight, there was a little bit of walk back from the Chinese. So I think the market's looking at the previous history of when we thought we had a deal, and then last minute, China walking away from the table, dampened the enthusiasm a bit. We've got December corn now down 2.5 cents at 395 and a quarter. We're about 7 cents off the highs in corn. Funds last week covered about a quarter of their 120,000 contract short position, now short about 90,000 contracts of corn. Got up and just above the 200-day moving average at 401.5, hit a high at 402.5, but the market backed off and went lower on the day. In the wheat, we've got December up just under a penny, 508 and three quarters, or about 6 cents off the overnight highs there. Kansas City, December, rebounding after selling off about 6 cents off the highs, back up about 5.5 cents at 425. You had the funds still short about 20,000 in Chicago, about 35,000 in Kansas City. But again, markets backed off a little bit from that earlier enthusiasm. And November beans trading just about even at 936, or about a nickel off the lows and about a dime off the overnight highs. We missed hitting the June 18th summer high of 948 by 2.5 cents. So we got up to 945.5. Funds in the beans flipped their position, finally got out of the last of about 10 to 12,000 short contracts, now long about 7,000. We're above the moving averages. We'll see if there is any further news to bolster these markets. Obviously, the China news, not enough to get things really excited for the funds to try and take a long position there. We're also keeping an eye on the weather now that this China thing has been put back on the back burner again. Weekend snow, significant portions up to a foot or 2 feet in parts of central and eastern North and South Dakota. And market, we're also paying attention to where that hard freeze line came in, where it would have stopped the growth of these crops. So that was in the west central parts of Iowa, southern Minnesota, and eastern Nebraska. And now we'll kind of await the market's reaction and see what the prospects are for these yields. And also, you know, there's still big questions out there about acreage. Stock market initially liked the news, similar to the grains overnight. We had stocks down about 60 pre-opening. That was about 200 points off of overnight highs. They again have since rebounded. You had the dollar up about 20 ticks at 98.21, and you had crude oil earlier trading down over a dollar a barrel, about $1.30 at 53.37. So this is what we're keeping an eye on here for this week. Again, I think the trade talks have now been pushed to the back burner, and we'll be looking at the weather. No USDA reports today due to the holiday, but we will get the crop progress tomorrow and any sales that may have been made that were promised by, I think, the Trump and his Twitter announcements yesterday. Maybe those will show up tomorrow. That's all I have for this week. If you'd like to give us a call at Top Third, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great week.